Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm
your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start the show off, same way we started
the episode off, with a bit of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner,
hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we're back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, Keith, Fat, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Tori, and I'm DJ Grills.
DJ Grills?
Yes.
Okay, DJ Grills. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Moved here 9 months ago.
Yeah, okay. Edmonton. Brand new to Edmonton? Okay.
Yeah.
You moved in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Tell me this story. Why would we do such a thing?
I've been hugely in the music industry in Saskatchewan. COVID made funds a little bit tight.
Yeah.
My aunt and uncle are huge staples in like the sound and lighting side of, so I took a job with them and moved out here to do that under their company.
Very cool. So how long have you been into music and performing and getting everything like out there?
Basically, so the legal drinking age in Saskatchewan is 19.
19?
So I had a fake ID and I was helping do events in Saskatchewan at the age of 18.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
19 years old. Why would they do such a stupid thing?
It literally, in Canada, basically goes 19, 18, 19, 18, 19, 18, all the way across.
Right. That's bogus. All right. So anyway, so you're helping out performing, like getting stuff ready, or were you actually up there? Like
I didn't
DJing.
Get up there till late 2019.
Okay. And then all of a sudden,
it was just it's working for the company Earworm Events.
Okay.
And we kind of just needed a DJ on the now factor.
Right.
Somebody cancels, we need somebody to fill in.
Right.
So that's kind of like where I took that. And then I had branched off with my now business partner to start Blackout Entertainment. So I am a resident DJ with Blackout Entertainment.
Okay. So what does that mean? Like you have Blackout Entertainment outside of DJing, what else encompasses that organization?
I put on shows.
Okay.
I've booked Nitty Gritty, Frank Walker, Grand Theft, Vice Tone, a lot of the bigger names on the house side of things. And then I've done Mos Def and Barely Alive for Dubstep.
Okay, right on. So for a young guy, you're obviously pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Okay, so now you're here in Edmonton. You're one of the bands. There's two rooms going on tonight.
Yes.
And so you're one of the artists in which one of the rooms? Oh, what are you doing here tonight?
I'm just friends with the people.
Even better. So you're part of the crew.
Yes.
Okay, so good. Because I talked to two of the artists already. So they told me what their days kind of look like. They're kind of, you know, working.
Yeah.
You're here hanging out. What has your day been like today?
Have a couple drinks.
Yeah, just chilling. Okay, and so this, you were talking earlier, like you wanted to go check out one of the other rooms as well. So this is a great opportunity for you to meet other acts and like for your company.
Yes.
To potentially like get a catalog of artists going.
Definitely being new to Edmonton, I'm definitely trying to build that catalog.
Yeah.
Right now I can throw an event in Saskatoon.
Right.
And I have a catalog.
I
know who I want to book. I know who fits that show. And now just being in Edmonton, it's like book a show and I have no clue who fits what bill.
Yeah. Do you find the scene is obviously different here, but like how is it different? Is it bigger?
Oh, it's way bigger.
So bigger just because of the amount of people, or is this town like good for that type of music?
The amount of people definitely plays a factor into it. And the people here that go to the events will go more artist specific. They like a dubstep artist, they're gonna go to that.
Right.
Where Saskatchewan, it's more, it's a rave happening, we're gonna go just cause it's what's happening.
Oh, interesting. So I would assume that your audiences here are more engaged with the actual music that's being played.
Here, yes.
Yeah. What's the kind of scene in regards to how many people are showing up to a concert out in Saskatchewan?
Depends on who the headliner is.
Yeah? Could get pretty big though? I've only gone to shows here in Edmonton, so I don't know.
Yeah, if the headliner's the right headliner and there's enough hype around the city, you easily do 1,000 people.
Okay. Now for your company, and you just said the magic word hype. How are you making that hype? How are you getting people excited to go out to one of these shows?
It's more based on the artists. You gotta pay attention who's being relevant, who's putting out the stuff that people are listening to right now.
And how do you know that? How do you know what people are listening to? How do you keep track of that? Because back in the day, that's what I'm saying. It's gotta be even harder now.
It's hard. I'm still pretty new to it, so like, we were trying to do it judging off like Spotify monthly listeners and stuff, and like, that doesn't work.
Right.
So now we're going back to ground zero and coming back in the fall with a different plan that we're gonna come up with over the summer.
That's right, because with like Tanner, he shows me like, hey man, this is a popular band, listen to this, or popular artist, whatever, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't like it. And then he'll like, okay, what about this track? And I'm like, oh yeah, I mess with this. I'm like, are they big? He's like, no man, super underground, nobody knows who they are. And I'm like, oh, well, I know friends who would like this more than that.
Yeah.
So like, if you're gonna throw an event, get that guy, not that guy.
Yeah.
So that must be very, based on where you're living, to try to figure that out. Like you said, Saskatchewan, Edmonton, totally different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now listen, you and I were having a drink or two before this show started, adult beverages. What's your favorite adult beverage of choice?
Depends on the night.
Okay, let's walk me through it, my man. What the show's about.
I don't know. Depends on the night. If I'm feeling like a spiced and ginger, or if I'm feeling like a more vodka soda White Claw.
Okay, nice. My go-to jam is Double Jameson's Neat. Doesn't matter what type of night it is, I'm going Double Jameson's Neat. So my next question for you is, after one of these performances, what are you...
It depends.
Okay.
Probably was fastest on fucking skip.
I love it. That's
whoever's
awesome,
getting
man.
Me something good here, the fastest.
That's hilarious. I love it. I've got a question. I asked the other two guys the same thing. I'm new to this world that you're in, and I'm loving every second of it. But Tan is trying to get me to go to a festival. Have you ever been to a festival?
Yes.
Okay, give me some pointers. What should I like? What is the survival guide that Elliot Pierre should know before I hit one of these festivals?
I've only done one festival,
that's
so I'm
one more
not...
than me, man. That's one more one. What was a fail that you took that, like, Elliot, I didn't bring enough water, I didn't bring food, get
I
a sleeping
bag? I didn't
really
take a fail.
Okay.
But I'm a little built different when it comes to that party.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I drank for the 2 days straight and,
and you're
slept
fine.
It off for a couple hours and went back to the next. Like,
okay. All right. So you just got to persevere.
Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome, man. Well, listen, I know you guys are strapped for time, myself as well. We got to get ready for this awesome show. I want to thank you very much for your coming, sitting down with me today, because I know it was last minute. Before I cut you loose, so everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Anything you want to shout out, man? Could be your mom, could be your company, could be anything.
If you could follow grills.official on Instagram.
Grills.official. Okay, we'll put that link there for you.
Yeah, sweet. Perfect.
Awesome,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Listen, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. Means the world to me. Go follow him, please, and thank you. We're going to get going. Big shout out to Neural, title sponsor. Everybody at home, hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.